Om Shanti. 10th September 2019, Tuesday. The essence from today's Murli. Sweet children, for the length of time you stay in remembrance of the Father. You earn an income accordingly. It's by having this remembrance that you continue to come closer to the Father. Sweet children, for the length of time you stay in remembrance of the Father, you earn an income accordingly. It's by having this remembrance that you continue to come closer to the Father. So Baba is saying, this remembrance leads to two things. One, income, and second, proximity or closeness to Baba. The more we remember the Father, the more is the income. But Baba is not talking about material income. But this is a spiritual income. So remembrance or yad, this pilgrimage, leads to earning income. And it also leads to achieving this stage of proximity, intimacy, closeness to God. The more you remember Him, the more you go close to Him. So now when Baba says, you remember and you earn spiritual currencies. You earn spiritual income or spiritual currency. What does he mean when he says that you earn? When you remember him, you earn something. What is that? Which is that income which we earn? So super sensuous bliss or happiness. This is the real income, because the soul is bereft of this spiritual divine happiness from very long time. The vices have deprived soul of this experience of super sensuous bliss. So this in fact is an income that comes to us when we remember Baba. Purity. The more you remember, the more the soul becomes pure. And purity itself is one of the greatest income. Baba says purity is property, jayadat. Purity is your property, your greatest income. So purity itself is the income. Blessings. Your own blessing, blessings from the Father, and blessings from the world. Because when you remember Baba, automatically you are sending out vibrations of divine love into the world. And those vibrations are reaching the souls of this planet. And knowingly, unknowingly, they achieve peace and they feel peace. And in return, the blessings are coming back to us from them also. So when you remember Baba, you earn the income of blessings. When you remember Baba, you earn the income of becoming Maya, Jit, conqueror of Maya. You conquer Maya automatically. It doesn't become, it doesn't remain an arduous task, but it becomes a very easy work. When you remember Baba, you automatically enter into ascending stage. An ascending stage in Brahmin life itself is a income. Otherwise, even Brahmins, they are in the descending stage. Some are Some have stopped at one place. There are about 7 stages of Brahmin life. One is the stopping stage, Rukti. They have stopped moving. They have stopped moving. If this is the line, they have stopped here. From long time they are there only where they were. That is Rukti Kala. They have stopped. Thairati Kala. They are not moving at all. And they are happy there. If they see others going, it hardly bothers them. They say, let them go. We are happy where we are. There was one brother, Ramesh Bhai was sharing. He used to say that I want to enter the court of Dharmaraj and then go to Paramdham. I have earnest desire to enter Dharmaraj. And then Ramesh Bhai asked why. He says, because I want to see Brahma, otherwise I have not seen him. So that is one thing. And second, he said, where you are going to see Dharmaraj, the court of Dharmaraj? It's only here. After that, you will never see him. So I want to enter once at least. So there are souls who are just stopped. Then there is a walking stage. They are just walking. Chalti Kala. They walk. That's the second stage. Then there is a running stage, Daurati Kala. They are running fast. Few have stopped, few are walking, then they are running, and then there are Chalti Kala. They are ascending. That's the fourth. And then there is a flying stage, fifth. And now there are two more, which are negative. Descending stage. They are coming down from whatever they have achieved in Brahmin life. They have started the reverse journey. Every day they are deteriorating. Every day the stage is going down. Every day there is an increasing dissatisfaction. Every day the complaints are increasing. Every day the pain is increasing. Every day the negative thoughts are increasing. Every day the waste is increasing. Everything is going backwards. So, Baba has told us to go for return journey, but they have started return journey here, in the stage of their mind. Earlier they had a very good stage. Now they had a very good stage, but now they are descending down. So that's a sixth stage of Brahmin life, and the seventh stage is falling. This is a dangerous stage. They have achieved a very good thing in Brahmin life, and sudden vikar. After achieving so many things in spiritual life, a sudden sinful act and falling down. So they are the seven stages of Brahmin life. Out of those seven, three are dangerous and the rest four are okay. So the first stage is stopping, Rukti Kala. They are stopped. They are not moving anymore. And they are happy wherever they are. They don't feel like to do any further effort or purusharth. They have just stopped. For them, the effort consists of getting up at Amrit Vela, doing whatever they are doing without any newness, without any creativity. They're just doing whatever, just as a routine things are. There is no spark. There is no activity. It's a stage of total inertia. They have become totally, the inner efforts have totally stopped. So they have reached that stage of inertia. And the law of Newton says, a thing which is in inertia will stay in inertia unless and until it is moved by external object. That is the first law of Newton. First or second? I think first. So, if this is a pen, it will stay here only. Don't hope that somebody, this will automatically move ahead. Something should come, some external force, a mass of capital M or small m should come and move it. And then there would be a momentum. So that's the Newton's law. So these are people who have stopped. But yes, there is a hope. If some mass of capital M comes from behind, Baba, Baba, they know everything what Baba says. So, probably some divine intervention. Some divine intervention. So they might move. Then there are other souls who are having running, walking stage. They are happy walking, strolling in the path of Purusharth. They are not interested in the running. Why to run unnecessarily? Spending energy. And then there are the, they were walking till now, but something happened. When they got stimulated, some external force has come. A big mass of capital M has come. They say in physics, capital M and small m. So mass of capital M has come and it has moved. So they have started running. And then there are others who were running, but now they have started ascending. Climbing stage or ascending stage. And then they were ascending, now suddenly a higher pull has come and that has made them fly. So the higher stage is the flying stage. And then there are two negative stages where they have achieved so much in Brahmin life and now they have started going down because of utter frustration. They have achieved so much, but there is no name and fame here in spite of doing so much. Well, there are others who are getting name and fame without doing anything, and we are not doing any. We are doing so much, and nobody asks us. So they have begun their return journey, not to home, but some other place. They are building the reverse bridge from Lanka back to India. So then there are stage who are in the falling stage. Every day is a day of fall. Every day, the sinful actions and activities are increasing. Every day is a day of repentance. Every day is a day of sorrow. Every day is a day of deep guilt consciousness. So that stage is the stage of fall. In English, it's known as fall from grace. In Christianity, it is known as the dark night of the soul. It's known as the dark night of the soul. Soul has entered into that tunnel where there is a stark darkness and the soul doesn't see any light and there is no hope. There is an abysmal pit of hopelessness. So, these are the seven stages of Brahmin life. So, Baba is saying, Yad, remembrance is a income. Which income? Supersensual bliss. Which income? Income of purity. Which income? Income of blessings from others. Which income? Income of becoming Mayajit. Income of absolving all the sins. When you remember Father, Baba says, your sins are burnt away. When you remember Baba, your sins are burnt away. So that burning away of sins is an income. Then which income? Income of contentment. When you remember Baba, there is a deep sense of contentment within. You feel, yes, I am happy, I am good, I am doing everything well. So there is a sense of satisfaction. And that satisfaction, that contentment is the stage of, is income, is the spiritual income. What else? all powers, all virtues. Your understanding of Gyan increases more and more. What Gyan you understood today, your understanding should increase tomorrow more. And every day, we should penetrate the depth of this Gyan. Because even though the words we have heard every day, they are same. But words are same, but their meanings change. What are the deeper meanings? One is word and its meaning. There's another word in English which is known as connotation. What is the connotation of it? Connotation means deeper meaning of the ordinary words. What does he connote? So what is the connotation of the Udharth? What is the connotation of that simpleton words? So your understanding of Gyan increases when you remember the Father. What else? You get free from waste thoughts. You get free from all the assaults of negativity. So that's an indirect benefit, and that itself is an income. And your mind is filled with powerful, positive, pure, strong thoughts. That itself is an income. What else? Divine experience of God's love. So, love of God. The divine love, the love divine. The love divine increases, the love of God increases. And this divine love, this love of God, this godly love, this celestial love, this spiritual love, this platonic love, this non-physical love, this love for the highest, this sublime love, this holiest love, this pure love, this unadulterated, uncontaminated love for God increases. And that increase, that increment, that augmentation of love is an income. What else? You enter double light stage. The more you remember the Father, the more you become light. That stress, that burden is gone. They say, there is a saying in English, the mind is a gun, keep it loaded. The mind is a gun, keep it loaded. Because you never know who will come in front of you. The enemies, the subtle enemies. So your gun should be loaded. Bullets of knowledge. So you become double light. What else? Baba is saying, I'll read out again. So today's essence is, sweet children, for the length of time you stay in remembrance of the Father, you earn an income accordingly. So this is an income. What income we earn? By remembrance? Your working capacity, your working stamina. Yogaha karmasu kaushalam. You become dexterous, more skillful in whatever you do. It's not that if you are in yoga, you will become lackadaisical or careless. No, your care, your attention, your accuracy of work would increase. So it increases the dexterity. So you become more dexterous, you become more skillful when you are in the remembrance. Creativity. So you also get more and more creative. So when you are in remembrance, new ideas will come to you, new understanding will come to you, new understanding, new points of Gyan, and the way you correlate Gyan, Laukik, Alaukik, Sakar, Avyaktamurli, and this world and that world. So you enter a stage of creativity, constructive That's known as criticism. But constructive creativity, something new you will invent. Some new touchings would come. Some new understanding will come. Some new... Mental horizon will increase. You will step out of your comfort zone. Because every man is cordoned off by this devil's comfort zone. One doesn't come out of this. One wants to stay here, happy, satisfied, contented. The moment you come out of your comfort zone, there are challenges. But every challenge makes you grow. And the result of passing through any new situation is growth. That's why don't run away. Don't be an escapist. Face it. Face the situations. And the result would be growth. Because the spiritual growth. So this is one thing, that remembrance leads to income. What is the second thing? Remembrance leads to closeness. It is by having this remembrance that you continue to come closer to the Father. So your closeness, your intimacy, your proximity, your nearness to God. You enter the stage of spiritual intimacy. In the world, there is something called physical intimacy. That's the only thing people know. Or emotional intimacy. Two souls are very near to each other. Emotionally, physically, or whatever. And they feel that's a very high stage. But higher than that is this stage of spiritual intimacy, where there are no bodies, and yet souls are together. What is soulmate? Soulmate. He is my, she is my soulmate, or he is my soulmate. There are two souls very much near to each other. They understand each other fully, as if it's a match perfectly made for each other. They are known as? They think so. Husband and wife mostly. They say that she is my soulmate. And she says that my husband is a soulmate. Not every husband and wife can say that. There's only few. And no pair is perfect. Except the footwear. No match is perfect, they say. So, there is another word. Twin flames. Twin flame. Have you heard of this? Twin flame. There are two souls, they live apart, but their every thought are with each other. They are so much connected to each other, and there is very less something physical in between them. There is a very high stage, only few can have, like they talk of that Laila and Majnu, and when that they were small children, and studying in the same school, and that Majnu was thrashed by the teacher, or that Laila was thrashed and the marks were on his body. It's highly inexplicable, but that's how they were. They are known as twin flames. Twin flames are intimately connected with each other. So there are souls in the world who are very near to each other and their bodies are far off. Their every thoughts are, if one is hit, another feels the pain. If something happens to that person, this person knows that something has gone wrong there. They are so intimately connected with each other. Very, very strongly connected with each other. Probably twin flames can happen because of some previous birth connections. It's not possible that in one birth this is possible. So, twin flames. I'm not talking about twins. Twins may be away from each other. They are not twins. It is not twins, it is twin flames. So, twin flames is a very different group of people. And they are very So Baba is saying, you remember and you will have closeness, closeness to me, intimacy with me. So have we entered that stage of spiritual intimacy? By remembrance this can happen. Increase the remembrance, the chant of remembrance more and more every day. And try to be with him, try to see him, try to talk with him. Be connected with him every now and then. Look at him, invoke him, send thanksgiving letter to him every now and then. So invoking, sending thanks, talking, becoming bodiless, to go to his world, to think of his virtues, to think of how he is, what he is, what he does, when does he come, how does he come, where does he go, what is he doing at present, and to have imaginary talks with him, anything. So you be close to him. The more you remain close to him, just as these twin flames, they catch each other's thoughts, not just thoughts, vibrations. They need not to talk with each other at all. They understand untalked emotions, unexpressed feelings. And there are other souls, they try to explain each other their feelings and yet they don't understand. They beat their heads. 2-3 hours, two people sit. Let's have some understanding between us. And they end up fighting after 4 hours of intense, intimate discussions. Still, there are no solutions. So that's the stage of people. And these twin souls means they don't talk, they don't need any explanation. The level of trust has reached the highest. There is no doubt. Otherwise people wear the blindfold of mistrust. They don't trust each other. And between any relation, the most important thing is trust. Whether it is a husband, wife, if they start, if there is a trace of doubt, they will move away from each other. If there is even a trace of doubt, so they move away from each other, and that's the stage of the world. Everywhere there is a mistrust. Nobody trusts other person. So make Baba your twin flame, spiritual twin flame. So when you remember Baba, two things are happening. One, income, and second, closeness, intimacy, nearness, proximity with Baba. Om Shanti.